now more.
Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning.
On 710 WOR.
Good morning, everybody. Monday, start of the week. I hope it turns out to be a good week for you because it was a good weekend for the Mets. I was a little concerned, Len, that Howie was getting rusty with put it in the books, but he had plenty of opportunity to put it in the books over the weekend. And the legendary Howie Rose joins us. Good morning, Howie.
Hello, Michael. Len, how are you guys?
Good. All right, here's the question, Howie. Have they turned the corner?
Well, you know what? Baseball is over 162 games, a series of pockets, you know, pockets of 10 games, pockets of 3 weeks, whatever it is. And this is a good pocket the Mets are in now, but I would be hesitant to say that this means it's a springboard to clear sailing the rest of the way. That's not the way a baseball season works. But, you know, having looked back on the last 5 or 6 weeks kind of as a set, it's nice to sort of be out of the doldrums they were in.
Well, the Mets beat Arizona, a team that's not very strong. They swept them. And then they have the Marlins, another one of the weak sisters, come in tonight. Coverage here on WOR begins at 6:05. You and Josh Lewin will have the call. Schedule working in the Mets' favor. But I was looking at the starting pitcher for tonight, Howie, Jason Vargas. Now, to look on the bright side, he's improving because the first game he gave up 9 runs. Second game he gave up 6 runs. The third game, 4 runs. And his earned run average is now dipped below 14. So he's on the right path.
And so at that pace, he ought to give up about 2 runs tonight. And the Mets should be in pretty good shape.
There you go. Bingo. See, I was a math whiz.
I get it. But you know what? Right now, they've had 2 really, really good starters and 3 essentially fifth starters. And one or two of those guys are going to have to be better than that if the Mets are going to go for a nice little ride this year, and that begins tonight with Vargas.
How is Cespedes holding on there? We keep hearing reports about an injury here and there. How's he look?
That'd be nice to know a little bit more about it, but he doesn't really talk to us, so we really,
really
can't tell you anything from the inside there, except that it's the kind of injury that requires a little bit of rest. And historically, especially when it's come to Cespedes, you know, the 10-day disabled list usually means a little more than 10 days, but I wouldn't even venture a guess as to how long it's going to be. I don't really think he'll be ready to come back as soon as the 10 days are up.
What really has to feel good for the fans and for you guys in the booth are the late-inning heroics, and it seems that each night over the last couple of games, boom, some late thunder and big home runs, and all of a sudden these guys are the Queens Bombers.
It's funny how that works, isn't it? Because it makes it more fun even for a broadcaster. You know, when a team's not going well and they're not scoring runs and you're down 2 or 3 in the late innings, you tend to think, it looks like you could start thinking about the next game. But conversely, when they're doing what they've done recently, which is to put together some late rallies and either come from behind or extend leads, you know, then you've got that sort of anticipatory feeling where, you know, you can't wait to get to the next half inning because you never know who's the guy that's going to turn the game around going to be. So we're in that little stretch right now, and that's a lot more fun than looking to the next one.
All right, Howie, we love it when you're enthusiastic. So will you give me your line? Let's
Hi, Michael.
Perfect. I don't listen to him either.
You know, you got to pay extra for the other stuff.
You betcha. And right. that's a lot extra.
All right.
Thanks,
Howie Rose. Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks, pal.
Okay, guys. Have a good one.
Take it easy.